Chapter 2. Of the birth of Volsung, the son of Rerir, who was the son of Sigi. Now Sigi grew old, and had many to envy him, so that at last those turned against him whom he trusted most, yea, even the brothers of his wife. For these fell on him at his unwariest, when there were few with him to withstand them, and brought so many against him that they prevailed against him, and there fell Sigi and all his folk with him. But Rerir, his son, was not in this trouble, and he brought together so mighty a strength of his friends and the great men of the land that he got to himself both the lands and kingdom of Sigi his father. And so now, when he deems that the feet under him stand firm in his rule, then he calls to mind that which he had against his mother's brothers, who had slain his father. So the king gathers together a mighty army, and therewith falls on his kinsmen, deeming that if he made their kinship of small account, yet nonetheless they had first wrought evil against him. So he wrought his will herein, in that he departed not from strife before he had slain all his father's banesmen, though dreadful the deed seemed in every wise. So now he gets land, lordship, and fee, and is become a mightier man than his father before him. Much wealth won in war gat Rerir to himself, and wedded a wife withal, such as he deemed meet for him, and long they lived together, but had no child to take the heritage after them. And ill content they both were with that, and prayed the gods with heart and soul that they might get them a child. And so it is said that Odin hears their prayer, and Freyja no less hearkens wherewith they prayed unto her. So she, never lacking for all good counsel, calls to her her casket-bearing May, a maid, the daughter of Hrimnir the giant, and sets an apple in her hand, and bids her bring it to the king. She took the apple, and did on her the gear of a crow, and went flying till she came whereas the king sat on a mound, and there she let the apple fall into the lap of the king. But he took the apple, and deemed he knew whereto it would avail. So he goes home from the mound to his own folk, and came to the queen, and some deal of that apple she ate. So as the tale tells, the queen soon knew that she big with child, but a long time wore, or ever she might give birth to the child. So it